Proclamation number 3536 of 3rd of September, 1945. Perfection. Union. Only the perfect can unite with God, because otherwise it would not be able to bear his nearness, because every immature substance would be dissolved if it was affected by God's irradiation of love. And since God does not let anything pass away which has emerged from him, he also prevents the union of the imperfect spiritual substance with him, and he keeps away from it and only grants the fusion to mature beings, which signifies supreme beatitude. God's love, however, desires all his living creations, and thus he also wants to guide the still imperfect towards him by moving it to strive for the state of perfection, so that the union with him can take place completely. But the first thing that belongs to perfection is love, which, as the original substance of the eternal deity, must also completely fill the being that seeks to join God. Thus the being must assimilate itself to God. It must likewise become love in order to be perfect, because the Father in heaven is perfect. It must be in God-like will, it must have become love, it must carry within itself the wisdom arising from love and thereby be full of strength and power. Thus it must have approached its original state again, where it was able to create and shape as God's image and all freedom for its happiness. Only a few people are granted this degree of perfection on earth, but it is still possible if the human being wants it. The soul can enter the spiritual kingdom in different degrees of light when it leaves earth, but depending on its degree of perfection it will be a recipient of light and strength. Thus it will be further or closer to God, yet it will always already be in his circle of light. Thus it will feel his emanation of love as beatitude and strive ever more towards him. But the soul can also be so united with God during its departure that it can unite with God in all perfection and enjoy supreme bliss as a child of God. Thus it is directly permeated by his strength of love and is inconceivably wise and powerful. Then it has become love itself and cannot think, want and act differently than God wants it to, because the fundamental substance of the eternal deity, love, fills its entire being. Nevertheless, it can strive ever more towards God, for in eternity God is unattainable in his perfection, and despite most intimate union there is no cessation of striving towards him for the being, yet constant desire and fulfillment is the epitome of beatitude. There is no limit to it, just as there is no end either. God will remain the highest and most perfect being for all eternity, who in his love draws all beings to himself in order to let them enjoy the happiness and bliss of the perfect being. Amen.